covered in sweat. I watched with trepidation as the large Siberian guy walked to me holding a handful of branches. But for some context. So this is 1993, and the Soviet Union had just folded less than 2 years ago. Boise had just become a sister city with Chita, Siberia. My residency director was deeply involved in this process, and I was a resident, just entering into my third year of residency in Boise. And he asked me and two of my fellow residents, two of my friends, if we would like to be medical emissaries on this sister city project. And we all said yes, and pretty excited about it. And then it didn't hit me until I was on the way home that evening that I was literally being sent to Siberia. And again, the question my residency director actually thought of me at that point. But we were given a brief time to learn a few words and a couple phrases in Russian. And before we knew it, we were on a series of flights, about 16 hours, and got us to Khabarovsk, which is in eastern Siberia. The Trans-Siberian Railway was delayed about 8 hours, but eventually got on, and 44 hours, 1,000 miles later, we made it to Chita. Chita was a city that was actually closed during most of the Cold War to any Westerners and most Russians, and it really showed. It was in pretty bad shape. We were met at the Chita Railroad place, a large group of medical emissaries and other folks from Chita, and they took us to the first of our many. We were seen by newspaper and TV and radio, so it was a press conference. And then we went to one of our many large dinners where there would be a whole bunch of people with us on the end tables. And they're asking us questions, but they were so warm and generous and gracious. They would sing these Russian songs and recite poetry, and then we realized that we were supposed to sing too, and so one of us could sing. So we sang to them, and there was an ungodly amount of vodka that was unreal. We toured some clinics and hospitals and watched how the nurses and doctors worked with very few resources, and it was pretty amazing what they did, what they had, but it was rough to watch. We were taken out into the countryside to dachas, which are these houses out there, and other field trips. And my favorite was a thing called a banya. And we went to several of those, but the first one was the most memorable. Think of a Finnish sauna, except more violent. So we went out there, and our translator, Vika, took us out there, and she got us to the place and introduced us, but then she had to leave because this was kind of a guys-only area, this particular area of the banya, and there's a woman-only area. And so she left, and unfortunately, everybody else there spoke as much English as we spoke Russian, which was not much. But we eventually figured out, okay, we're supposed to change, and so we went out there and into the changing room and changed, and came out with a small hand towel and just kind of stood there, and they pointed us towards the steam room, the first sauna area. So we went in there, and they gave us a wooden plank to sit on for comfort. And it was kind of typical sauna, different benches that are different heights. And we sweated for about 10 minutes, and then a large Siberian guy came in. And he seemed like he wanted to volunteer for something, and like an idiot, I said yes. And so he had me on the highest table. He told me to lay down there, and I did, on my belly. And then he took my towel and put it over my feet, which were closest to the hot coals, which makes sense. It was really hot. Okay. And then he unexpectedly gave me a back rub. And then he walked back over to where the water was, and there was these branches in the water. And he pulled them out, and these were birch branches with all the leaves on them, fresh birch branches. And he shook that on the hot coals, and the area just filled with this amazingly powerful, overwhelming smell of a birch. It was incredible. And he did that several times. And then he walked over to me, and he kind of gave me a thumbs up, and I kind of smiled, and, yeah, thumbs up. And then he started whipping me. my feet. And he did that 3 times. And when he was done, it actually felt good. And then he lined down again and he kind of made that motion to roll over. So I did. And then he took the towel, he was holding that, and he rolled over, and then he put it back on my feet. And a lot of thoughts went through my head, none of them comforting, but he started whipping again, but not quite as hard. He whipped down my chest and my stomach, and then my thighs 3 times, and you know, no naughty bits were harmed. So then he motioned for the next guy to come up, and they were much more brave than me because they knew what was coming. And so they did it, and then they had us go down a long pier, and we dove into the very not warm lake, and then came out, and then went to the bathing room, which was like 3 wooden buckets full of hot, soapy water and a thick rope in it. And then we would use the rope to abrade our skin, and then we pour the soapy hot water over us and rinse off. And then we went into the tea room, and there's a big samovar, and then the glasses with the metal sleeve, and had sat and drank tea, and then we repeated the process a total of 3 times, and it was marvelous. It was just incredible. And as we were sitting on the final time in the tea room and sipping our tea, it really hit me of, you know, I was raised in the 60s and 70s, and Siberia was a scary place that you were sent to, and how this amazing place that we had already met these incredible, gracious people, and how wrong that I had been. Спасибо.